This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
I want to go to a great guy, a great broadcaster, the host on WIP in the afternoons, my buddy John Marks. Hey, John, thanks for joining me here this morning. How you doing, man?
Rich Zeoli. What's up, brother? How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm excited. Baseball's back. I know this is over there at our sister station, The Whip. You guys must be very 94 WIP. You guys must be very excited to be talking about this again.
Actual sports being back, not all the contract stuff and the Players Association and the leagues. I mean, you know, we haven't had sports since, what, mid-March now. It'll be great. We obviously have the games on 94 WIP, which also is a bonus, Rich. But I think really for the country that, you know, I don't know if baseball is America's pastime still like it used to be. It seems like it's the NFL now. But getting real live sports back, I think, is really important to kind of normalize the country. And even though we know it's not back to normal, it can get started in that direction. And, you know, last night I got off the air at 6 o'clock and I'm driving home and I'm listening and they're giving some of the games that the Phillies are going to be playing. The schedule came out last night. It's awesome. It's great. And I think it's really, it's a real good mental boost for the people to realize like, hey, listen, sports is coming back. Businesses are reopening. Hopefully everything is going to follow through after that.
John Marks, tell me about the schedule, because I think they're doing it different this year, right? So the games are going to be focused on facing your rivals, which I think will make it even more exciting.
So what they wanted to do was they wanted to, instead of you playing, and it's also 60 games, so you can't, you know, normally 162 games where you can travel out west, you can play some AL teams, you can play everybody. With just 60 games and the players and the teams not wanting to travel all that much. So the Phillies are going to be playing really the teams on the East Coast. So you're going to be playing the normal teams that you play in the NL East, but then you're also playing teams in the AL East. So you'll be playing the Yankees and the Orioles and the Blue Jays, and you'll still be playing your regular teams. You'll be going up to Boston, but you know it'll prevent you having to travel more. I guess the longest travel would be down to Miami, which is about, I guess, 3 hours or so. So really what they'll do is it'll be some road trips, right? But short road trips. So rather than traveling all the way out to California or going up to Seattle or wherever you would have to go, they're just limiting travel. So they'll get more games in. 60 games in 66 days is a lot, and they're not going to be playing doubleheaders, so there won't be a lot of off days, but you know, it'll get baseball in. It'll get your fix. You know, Rich, it's baseball's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And this year's going to be a sprint, so it's going to be different. But I think for people that maybe have gotten a little bit tired of baseball or feel like that we've lost touch with baseball, 60 games in 66 games is going to be a sprint. And I think it's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I agree with you, John, because normally the season goes so long. You're like, oh, my God, there's still like 100 games to go. Now, with the brevity of it, actually may make it even that much more exciting, because losses and wins are going to take on an entirely different nature now. It's going to be that much more critical because you have less games to play.
Yeah, and think about injuries, right? Like in Philadelphia now, Zach Wheeler, who the Phillies signed in the offseason to a huge free agent contract, his wife is due their first child right at the beginning of the season. So if he goes out, he could miss two starts. He could miss 2 weeks based on having to leave, then having to go back and having to wait and be tested and everything else. So if you're injured or you have something personal like that, I mean, losing two starts in a regular season of 162 games, not that big of a deal. In this season, you're talking about a sixth of your starts. And so, I mean, really, injuries, things like that, you have players that are opting out now, too, that are electing not to play because of everything that's going on. There's a new dynamic, and it's going to be be something that we've never seen before, and it's really going to be difficult to predict. Now, you look at the Phillies 2 years ago. If the season ended after 60 games, they would have made the playoffs. Last year, the Washington Nationals, after 60 games, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. They had a terrible start to the season, so it doesn't necessarily mean that the best team is going to be the champion this year, which is different, and I think that's really cool. It actually gives the Phillies a better chance to win.
Which is great. We need that. I mean, our city needs that. It would be wonderful for our own morale. Every afternoon, 2 to 6 p.m., John Marks and Ike Reese host the afternoon show on 94 WIP. Check them out. It's a great show. And nobody throws headphones and cries like a baby and walks off and defends Karens. John, let me ask you this question, John Marks, while I have you. I had to do it. I can't help myself.
I was waiting for it, Rich.
I just can't help myself. So the NFL, now it's a whole other different animal, obviously, because baseball, you don't really have to touch each other that much. I mean, yeah, guy slides in. Are they doing slides in baseball this year, or have they cut that out?
Yeah, slides, no spitting, no high-fiving,
no slides, no
hugging.
Spitting and no high-fiving, huh? Okay. Can you still, so you can't even like have chewing tobacco and spit all over the field like the good old days?
No chewing tobacco. No, you can't. I mean, and if you think about it, people don't realize they're doing it. Like, players don't realize they're doing it. So I don't know if they're actually going to be calling players out and saying like, hey, you can't spit, you know, and finding them, but they're not supposed to do it.
No spitting. The NFL is a totally different animal, obviously, if they allow tackling. Now, I've been saying for a while now that the NFL seems to me like for years they've been trying to get rid of tackling. They've been trying to do more and more because of the concussions and the CTEs. And I think the commissioner's a little, as I would say, woke. And I think he would love to get rid of them anyway. So is this his opportunity, John, to get rid of tackling once and for all and to make football more of like a, maybe like flag football or touch, you know, instead of actually blitzing, all you got to do is just yell blitz and that counts as a blitz?
Yeah, flag football. No, it's funny because you said it right. Like what we're going through right now, there's a lot of stuff that won't come back, whether it's in politics or in life or in business or whatever. And with the NFL, I don't think that you're going to see the game as far as the physicality change all that much. What I think you're going to see is you're going to see the preseason, right? Like for instance, let me give you an example. What the players don't want now in training camp are what they call 11-on-11s, where you actually practice in a game situation. There's 11 players on offense, there's 11 players on defense, just like in a game situation, and you're more or less scrimmaging. They're not going to have that this year. They're going to have what they call 7-on-7s. So 7-on-7s is more or less just playing flag football. It's dropping back, throwing the ball. There's no tackling. There's no touching or whatever. And it doesn't seem like there's going to be a preseason. So you're going to go right to the regular season. And you know what? This is what the players want. So the players want this because they're not getting really paid for preseason games. They're getting a certain amount of money that I would certainly like to get. But in the big picture of it, the money they're making is for the regular season. So they don't want to play in these preseason games. So they were already trying to get rid of the preseason. So now this is their opportunity to actually get rid of the preseason. So it doesn't seem like there's going to be preseason games. And practicing in training camp leading up to the season, that's going to change too. So you're not going to have what you used to have, which is hitting, putting on the pads, hitting, tackling, and everything else. So while the games I don't think will change that much, everything else leading up to the season will be totally different, and you're already seeing that this year.
And weren't they talking about some special helmet that they were trying to make that the players could breathe in but also not breathe on each other, similar to the face mask that we have to wear at Entercom World Headquarters?
Yes, they wanted them to wear full masks, like almost like a helmet where you could just have slight breathing coming out of it. Hey, here's the thing, Rich.
Like a scuba helmet.
Yes, exactly. If you're going to play football, there's going to be risk. You can try to take all the risk you want out of it, kind of like with injury, right? Like you can try to take head injuries out of football. It's a violent sport. Guys are going to get hurt. So you can do your best to try to prevent that. But ultimately, guys are still going to get hurt, and you're still going to have injuries and head injuries. Same thing with this. If you're out there tackling each other, if you're out there running and needing to breathe and spit is coming out of your mouth, and this is an airborne virus, guys are going to get infected that are playing. So you can try all you want. Unless you put these guys in a bubble and have them play football, there's going to be risk. So they're trying their best, but the players don't want this helmet that they're talking about. They need to be able to breathe. They need to be able to see. They already have a helmet on. You know what I mean? It's not like that they're running around without a helmet. It's already tough to see with the helmet on. So now you're going to put this additional device on where you can't see or you can't breathe. They're not going to have it.
But and it's so funny you say, unless you put the guys in a bubble, but that's exactly what the NBA is doing, right? They're having the quarantine league. Isn't that what they're calling it now? Where all the players are going to be down in Orlando and they're not going to leave. They're all going to stay in the same place, have the NBA tournaments and then go home, right?
Yeah, that the bubble, and there, you know, here's the thing. I think everybody would be great. It's with baseball's not in the bubble, but I mean, you're not supposed to leave the bubble, but ultimately they can leave if they want to, right? I mean, you can only say, hey, you can't leave. You'll be fine if you go elsewhere. But do we really believe that every player is going to say, okay, I'm going to stay in here. I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to go out to a bar. I'm not going to go out to a restaurant.
No. Of course they're going to go out. Come on. We would go out. I mean, it's exactly what we would be leading them. Guys, come on. It's fine. Let's go. Come on. We'll all stay 6 feet apart at the bar. What could possibly go wrong?
You have single, wealthy, young athletes that are on Instagram and on Twitter that have their pick of whatever they want to do, and they're going to go do it. So I think you have to realize that going in. But, and, you know, so you can have a bubble, but unless you really have a bubble and you cannot let these guys leave. So, I mean, is it going to work? I don't know. You know, I think we'd be naive to think that in all of these sports, whether it's baseball or basketball or whatever they are, whatever the four sports and the MLS, guys are going to get it. You know, guys are going to get infected with it. It's just the process of testing a lot, finding out when they have a positive test, getting them out of there, hoping not to spread it. I mean, honestly, I look at baseball. As long as these guys are doing what they're doing, which is practicing social distancing, wearing the mask when they're supposed to, and then going home and not going out, they'll be fine. But you know, that's the problem. You have to make sure the guys aren't doing that.
Yeah, and you know, John Marks, as we talk about too, I mean, with sports is inherent risk of concussion, risk of getting broken, you know, fractures, a risk of ball getting hit in your head. I mean, there's always risk. Players, you're drawn to sports because you are a risk taker. You like that. I mean, that's part of what makes up your character and why you want to be on the field. And also, being a risk taker and being somebody who's an adventurer by nature, the idea that you're going to be a young, healthy guy in your 20s making boatloads of cash and staying in your hotel room watching old reruns of Bosom Buddies, it's not happening, let's be honest. But that's okay, though, right? Because we're dealing with healthy young guys who will be able, if they do get the virus, to recover from it most likely. So it's not the end of the world. I just think the key is they have to be transparent about it. If they go to a hotel the night before and they sneak out because they want to go down to the bar down the street, which is, I mean, nobody could blame these guys for this. They're in the prime of their life, sitting on a ton of cash, and every woman wants to be near them. They just need to be honest the next day and go in the locker room and go, guys, I was out last night, right? Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, but here's the problem with the NBA. They'll get fined big time. I mean, these guys will get in trouble. So I mean, you're right. If that was the case, they'd say, hey, listen, but then they have to quarantine, and then they have to be away from the team, I would guess, for like a period of 7 days. I don't know. But to your point, you're right. It's easy for me sitting here in my mid-40s to say, like, hey, I wouldn't go out. Cause I don't go out. I didn't go out before all this started. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at home,
and
I'm doing
kids.
Whatever else.
We don't
else.
Go out, John. That's the reality, you know?
I just want to sleep. I have no interest in doing anything else. You know that with a couple young ones at home. But with, you know, when I was 25, I can tell you what I'd be doing right now. I'd be trying to get out whenever I could.
So really, the guys are going to have to be, if they do go out, and they are going to go out, they have to be underground about it because they can't. But then what's going to happen then when they get ratted out by their teammates or somebody else? I saw you out the bar last night. There's pictures on Instagram, social media. When that happens, and then they're going to have players who are taken out, to your point, they have to quarantine for 7 days. That's going to be a whole mess. And if anybody drops a dime on the other player, that's going to be a whole mess too. This is going to be fun to watch, I think. I'm looking forward to this.
There's a lot going on, and a lot of it's not going on the court, Rich, so it gives us a lot to talk about.
It really does, John. It really does. Tune in today, 2 to 6 p.m., for John Marks and Ike Reese on our sister station, 94WIP. And, of course, follow John on Twitter at John Marks Media. Hey, thanks, brother. This was fun. Let's do it again.
Oh, awesome, man. Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.